بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us in numerous ahadith that we should, while performing acts of piety and righteousness and kindness, also encourage others to do it. This is a very significant act of worship which gives a lot of benefits. And sometimes there are certain people over whom we have some level of influence in our homes, wherever it may be. Let us use that power of influence that we have over them in order to benefit in this way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man da'a ila hudan," if you will invite anyone to perform an act of righteousness, an act of piety, act of kindness, whatever it may be, كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أُجُورِ مَنْ تَبِعَهُ, you will get the reward of all those who do that act. How amazing is that? SubhanAllah, what an investment that is. Think about it for a moment. You ask somebody, you invite somebody, encourage somebody to do an act of kindness, righteousness. That person goes and does it, he performs it. How many people benefit through that? How many bellies are filled? How many people are clothed? Through that advice and encouragement you gave him. Whether you might not even know whether he does it or not, but you encouraged, you saw the opportunity. It cost you nothing. Really, it cost you nothing just to encourage. But look at the reward and the returns. What an amazing investment it is. Then we have our children, we have our grandchildren, we have family relatives. Then we have influence over them. How easy it is for us to teach one or two things to our children, grandchildren, that they will continue doing for the rest of their lives, and that the reward will be credited to our accounts. May Allah grant us the understanding.